Homemade Hit Show number 44.
Old woman!
Man!
Ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman.
Hi there, welcome to the show. Today we're going to have another of those special shows featuring the music of the Dennis Crowther Experience. But before we get into that, I wanted to apologize for last week's download problems. I finally got the support at GoDaddy to admit they'd made a mistake. And in fact, I thought I'd make them the dumbasses of the week. And I'm going to use my friend Zoetropy here to run through the frustration of support with GoDaddy. So here we go. I say to support, I call them up. I got a problem. People can't download load the show all over the world. Their answer?
We don't see a problem.
So once again, I call, hey, people all over the world are telling me that something's going on. And GoDaddy says,
we don't have a problem. We don't see anything.
Okay, GoDaddy. Look, I'm telling you, people all over the world. Here's a trace route telling you exactly where the problem is. It's in the secure server application, which is on your end of the chain.
We think it's your ISP.
Okay, let's try again. It's not my ISP because there's people all over the world.
We don't see anything wrong.
Well, how about his trace routes from 20 people from around the world, people who sent them into my show?
We think it's your ISP.
Okay, so did you look at the trace routes I sent you?
Thank you for contacting us. It's fixed.
I mean, that was it. That's the end. So, there we go. Thanks, Zoetropy.
Oh, thank you very much, too. Let this be a lesson to you.
And let's get on with the real show.
I love Dennis Crowther.
Okay, then. This show is Dennis Crowther Experience, which is the music of Charles Evans. And as you know, I've done a few other of these shows, but this is the first one that I feel like is a real home recorder after my own heart. The first one I did, the young guy from Lithuania, his... You know, he's trying to make it in the music business. He made a CD. He really put his all into it. Corin Ashley, you know, who used to be a pro, maybe still is a pro, put a lot into it. But Dennis slash Chaz, he's basically a guy in his 40s, sitting at home, making music in his bedroom. I'm actually going to put up on the website his studio tour. He did a little studio tour around his room there. He's using Cubase. He can't figure out how to use MIDI. He's, you know what? He's just like the rest of us, and yet he makes this outstanding music. And these are the kind of people I want to play. So let's get on with the show then. We did the question back and forth thing, and we'll play a bunch of songs. I hope you enjoy it. www.homemadehitshow.com, homemadehitshow.com/forum to make your comments. And we'll be back with a regular show next week. Okay, welcome to Charles Evans from the Dennis Crowther Experience. Introduce yourself and tell us about yourself.
Well, my name is Charles Evans. I'm 43, criminal lawyer, living in London. I'm married to a Brazilian girl called Wanda, and we're expecting our first child in January, which is going to be fun. I've been writing and recording songs since last August, and I punt them out to the general public under the name The Dennis Crowther Experience. And I chose that name because the name Jimi Hendrix had already been taken, of course.
All right, then. Tell us why you make the songs and what your goals are.
I make music really to entertain myself. I've been playing guitar for years, but I haven't written or performed since I was 16. And I stumbled into home recording via the PSO2, that's the Zoom PSO2, and started writing and recording about a year ago. I've had to pick up some other instruments along the way, such as the piano, and I play the piano a bit like I type, not brilliantly. But as I say, it's just a hobby. But the best thing about this hobby is it's got a finished product. As for my goals, I really just want to write good music. Music which hopefully will stand the test of time. I have no pretensions or delusions about becoming a performer at all. But of course, if people enjoy my music, I get a huge kick out of it. Who wouldn't?
Okay, then. First, let's play Does It Matter? So can you tell us about that one?
Right, well, yeah, this was the first song which I thought might be worth posting on the internet. It's a song about the battle of the sexes, and how it's the stupid man that's caused the problems in the first place, and how he just can't help himself each time it happens. As a happily married man, of course, I have no idea what any of this means. But, my deep voice tends to lead me to sing songs about doom and gloom, I'm afraid. But hey, it worked for Roy Orbison, didn't it?
From the band Tonto 2, and I love listening to the Homemade Hit Show, and I'm sure you will too.
I was lonely, well, I saw the light. skeletons, not empty bottles like me. And I wish I was here with a life like his. And I wish you were here to give a little kiss, just like you used to do, just like you used to miss. I'm really missing you.
That was Sitting Pretty, which was a last-minute replacement song. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, well, that one, Sitting Pretty, draws together both midlife crisis and relationship meltdown in one happy bundle. You can throw in a dash of alcoholism as well, just to really set it off nicely. But the optimistic burst of guitar at the end suggests that things may get better. Of course, not all my songs are about gloom, doom, misery, death, destruction, global catastrophe and the like. Well, I don't think they all are anyway.
Well, I think a few of us may disagree with that one. All right then, what equipment are you using to record?
Well, most of the time I'm either on my acoustic or my Stratocaster or my ancient Roland keyboard that I picked up dirt cheap on eBay not long ago. I put them through a Tascam US-122 audio digital interface, and I go through Cubase SE on my PC. And I still use the Zoom PSO2 guitar patches and tinker with the mix using VSTs, which I hoover up on the web. I hate my vocals just a little less since I've got a GXL large diaphragm condenser microphone. In fact, I reckon that was the best buy ever, but I know that some people might disagree, Tony. But I used to use drum loops all the time. Recently, I've started drumming in real time on a Zoom TR-123 machine, which is really quite good fun.
Well, Chaz, I'm not disagreeing with the microphone for you. I'm just disagreeing for me. And interestingly, since we recorded some of this stuff, we've been talking about those electronic drum kits that are out there. So if anyone knows anything about them, let us know. All right, then. Who are your influences in music?
Yeah, well, at my age, of course, the influences had to be the Beatles and the Stones, Cream, Hendrix and Pink Floyd. But add to that the Kinks, Procol Harum, Joan Armatrading, Squeeze. It's a long list of obvious rock gods, but there it is.
All right, next we'll play Stay, which is another of my favourites, though that's a little redundant since I like them all, and I really like them all. So tell us about Stay.
Well, this is a perfect example of my influences at work. Like much of my stuff, it's got a touch of the Rick right about it. Of course, I'm going by what others tell me. But yeah, this is yet another song, I'm afraid, which has something to do with a man and a woman.
Your sagging shoulders, pull your collar off before.
because you're 43. She says she likes it cause it's maturity. Will she still be there to claim your annuity before you set controls for eternity? Searching at the funfair, the hall of mirrors cries your name. When you were a child, you looked at it as just a game. But now the perturbations make more sense now that your child has grown. Turn and look around the hall and realize that you're not alone. They won't go gray in many years too soon. The game is over though they've only learned the rules. There's little point in asking, they're not issuing renewals. Isn't it the time now to sink this ship of fools?
Then that was Hall of Mirrors. Talk a little about that one.
This was a song that started out differently, but I was happy with the way it came out in the end. It's sort of about the beginnings of a grumpy man recognizing a midlife crisis on the horizon, and the Hall of Mirrors is a reference to how the perception, or his perception of the world, becomes distorted by other people and events. The event I had in mind was a mugging that I experienced last year, which affected me a little bit more than I'd realized at the time. But there it is, the power of music, eh?
Interesting, okay. So what music are you listening to these days?
Well, I'm currently listening to less and less music provided in the ordinary way, and I couldn't tell you, for example, who is top of the charts, even if my life depended on it at the moment. That's because I'm either writing my own stuff or listening to others' home recordings. There's some fantastic stuff out there. I mean, much better than most, if not all, of the commercial product we're fed. Of course, I do listen to the latest stuff when I eventually get to hear about it. I'm a big fan of the Arctic Monkeys, but then who isn't? Tom Veck, he's another bright star. I really like his stuff. They both started out, of course, on the net, which confirms exactly what I'm saying about the quality of home recording. Jackdaw 4, that's another band I would really like to see, but they just won't gig. Yeah, it's a shame, really. And, of course, there's the Norton Folgate sound, which I would heartily recommend. They're available at all good chemists, so I'm told.
Yeah, good plug for our friend Ferret there. Next up, then, is Blind Man. Tell us about this one.
I wrote this last month after witnessing the events in the song. I felt bloody sorry for the bloke in question, and pretty ashamed with what I had done, or should I say what I hadn't done about it. Usually I write lyrics to the music, but on this occasion I had the subject matter and rough idea already sketched out before sitting down at the piano. And the idea was a little self-flagellation. I hope the listeners enjoy it.
I walked into a picture I hadn't seen before. A blind man on the underground, his hat thrown on the floor, whistling something indistinct. There was no other trick. Badly beating out time with his blind man's stick. There, but occasion. His song, it really strikes a chord. For even though we only share it for a moment, his music is forever stored.
In that song, I just love the part where he sings higher there. So let's go. Okay, a couple more questions before we're done. Firstly, tell us where we can find you on the web.
Yeah, well, if anyone wants to have a look at some of the other stuff I've got posted, then feel free to go to www.soundclick.com and look me up under the Dennis Crowther Experience brand. You'll find me and literally thousands of others there.
Okay, just finish up the show a little bit here. homemadehitshow.com. Check into the forum, homemadehitshow.com/forum. I just wanted to say here before I forget that Dennis Crowther / Chaz Evans did not ask to do the show. I practically had to beg him, and a couple of other people, Dick Langford, Tim DeFerris, helped me convince him, I think. But to me, this is just pure home recording at his best. I think Charles, like a lot of us, suffers from a little lack of confidence at times in his stuff, but I tell you, I'd buy this stuff if I could buy it. You know, if I heard it on the radio and I didn't own it, I'd buy it. And that's probably the best you can say, because most of the stuff I just steal. Righty, almost done. Anything else you want to say, Charles, before we finish up here?
Well, yeah, I'd like to say what fun it is being part of the home recording community, and would encourage anybody who can play an instrument and or write lyrics to become involved too. As you know, the 2090.org people are always very welcoming, and I'd also like to say a big thanks to those guys for the encouragement over the last year.
Good. We'll finish up then with what I think is your most recent song, and this one's called A Seminole Problem. So for the last time, tell us about this one.
Now, this is a song I wrote last week. It's a straightforward song about global warming. The title is a pun because it's a global problem, and it's a local problem, the locale being Seminole in Texas, I picked on. Meanwhile, the report on the radio comes from Wisconsin, and I'm sorry if this causes any sort of confusion to your listeners.
Well, I kind of think anybody listening to this show is probably confused about what they were listening to in the first place. Anyway, then, it's last song time. Time for one more thing. Say goodbye, please.
Well, thank you, Tony. Can I say a very big thanks for having me on your show, and also for showcasing and encouraging all the other home recorders out there. You're doing a great job, and once again, thank you very much.
Okay, we'll finish up then with A Seminole Problem. Thanks to Charles Evans. Thanks to everybody for listening. Charles gives his music away for free, and I'm sure he'd be more than happy if you download it off SoundClick and put it on your iPod. Hopefully I'll speak to you all next week.
The river has run dry. There's no relief today for this thirsty flame. The reservoir sighs, echoing the man's entreaties for some rain. The irony is killing, as he fashions fences round his land. The land he could be tilling needs protecting from this flood of sand. It's not as if we just don't know. Do we want to know it? It's just that we don't care. Are turning red. The bastard child is fed. The petrol head is dying. Each day this planet turns, another country burns. Save the tears they're crying.
love Dennis Crowther.